Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is 93.7 The Ticket.
Look at me short. Look at me short. I'm the captain now.
Three-time national champion, Vershawn Jackson.
Oh, got a bunch all alone is Vershawn Jackson. And Vershawn, he'll get it to the 24-yard line.
Coming at you live from the Copples Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. On air and online at theticketfm.com. Presented by Wingstop. Here he is, Vershawn Jackson.
We are back. It's another edition of the Captain's Show, 93.7 The Ticket, sponsored by Wingstop, www.wingstop.com. I think we got the chicken sandwiches.
Couldn't tell you.
I don't know either.
Got to talk to people who know more than me.
Did you see Chancellor Brewington out there destroying people?
Yeah, as he normally does.
Blocking, dude.
As he normally does. He had his one catch, and I wish he had had more space on the sideline because I think he would have scored.
Oh, he definitely would have. But he's out there blocking, man.
Oh, yeah. Dude gets it.
I'm impressed.
I think he relishes in blocking people.
That's a good thing. We need that.
I think he loves taking people's heads off.
We need that. And the outro break is, I can't go for that Hall & Oates, sir. I wonder what's this stuff y'all always be playing on me.
What are you talking about?
When it's time to go to break. Just play the I Can't Go For That in my ear.
That was ludicrous.
I don't want ludicrous.
What are you talking about?
I don't want Luda.
Okay.
I don't want Luda.
Okay.
I gave you all this information.
I know. We have a lot of
you
stuff.
Totally,
you want me
totally
to play different. One? You want to play the one song every time?
Yes.
Okay.
That it's consistent.
Okay. Well, let me know that.
Yeah, well, I thought I did.
Well, I played it the one time. I didn't know you wanted it every time. My bad.
Well, yeah. Not Luda.
Okay, no Luda. Got it.
I can't go for that.
Yeah, I got it in
type
here.
Of moment.
I got it in here.
Hall of Notes.
I got it.
Hey, by the way, do you have my?
I got it in here.
All right. Do you have my other one that I chose to get?
The other one.
I really wanted to play a game with Terrell, but Terrell's got some stuff.
He's busy.
Yeah, he's doing some stuff at home. He just moved, so he's got all type of people at his house.
He's playing Call of Duty.
He probably is.
He's playing Call of Duty. What are you talking about? He's playing Call of Duty.
So you don't think he? You think he's listening?
Hold on. Let me check because I can check if he's online or not.
What?
I got the app, and we're friends.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, we're friends.
So it'll tell you that yes. Blah,
it'll tell
blah,
me
blah,
if
blah.
He's yeah. It'll tell me if he's on or not.
Oh.
Nope, he is not on.
All right, cool. Give me. You drop the bomb.
All right. Let me open this up. Eagle.
We're supposed to know about this.
I don't know anything about this.
You don't know nothing about this?
I know a little bit. Not like enough.
Oh, gotcha. That's not people don't know because it's the beginning. Throw people off. But then when you hear it, come in.
Yeah. I recognized it.
What is it? going to happen against Indiana. We need to drop the bomb on Rutgers. We got 4 days in the wake up to do. So it's back to work. Because the Indiana is over. Just say it. All right. Did I turn it to a concert? I'm not trying to do that.
A little bit.
Because I just think I don't want to get too excited about this win. I'm excited that we could pull the game off. Not make any excuses. But the more the boys learn how to win, the more they learn how to win, the better off it's going to be for them.
Oh, this game was huge for the mentals. This was huge for the mentality of the team because, like you said, learning how to win, realizing, and you heard Luke Reimer and Garrett Nelson talk about it in the post game, like just the fact that this showed them that they can play four full quarters of football and come away with a win as opposed to losing another close one. That'll send shockwaves to the team and again, help them realize, like, they can do this. They don't have to, you know, go all the way through a game and then lose by a single score at the end because, oh, well, you're almost there. You're really close. No, you can win games. You can win games, and that's exactly what this Indiana game was about, is showing you that, you know, showing the defense that they can step up. They can be the type of defense that they want to be, and the offense, despite struggling early, picked it up in the second half. And, 14 unanswered points.
Just to see Nelson's face at the press conference and the fact that he was so,
there was so much relief.
Excited about winning.
There was relief from all of them. Like, there's like a weight had been lifted off of everybody's back. Like, they could celebrate. You saw him celebrating in the locker room. I think we actually, give me one second right here. In the locker room, they were happy. They were... They're having fun. They're having fun again.
Well, when your coach helps you and they lead you to a victory, that's what happens.
Like I was saying in the pregame,
your team start to say we love you.
Yeah, I was saying in the pregame, like something that was kind of, you know, not really swept under the rug, but nobody was talking about, and I you know, for good reason. But my thing was, I wanted them to have a reason to dance on the sideline going into the fourth quarter. Granted, they were tied at 21 going into the fourth quarter, but they were playing a really good game. If you know, you got the light show, you're a night game, you got the whole thing going on, you have a reason, like against Michigan when they were dancing on the sideline because they were playing a great game. I believe they might have been up at the time. They could have been just really close. But dancing on the sideline, having fun, being able to show those emotions and you know, still be able to go back out there and play a full quarter of football and kind of – show how much better than a team you are.
Well, I mean, 100%. Fourth quarter, when you win in the fourth quarter, that's a domination. I don't care what nobody say. You're in a fight. You it's not like Indiana's going to go out quietly, and they were 3-1.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care the fact that who they played, but they were 3-1. So it was a decently coached football team, and they put up a fight, and I thought that at the end of the day, the better team won the football game. The team that excelled in the fourth quarter, the team that said, okay, we're close, let's let them know who's winning. And again, I mean, the fans were awesome. I mean, the atmosphere was awesome.
I mean, Indiana had to call a timeout on their very first play of the game. Like, that's how rowdy the crowd was.
Well, and I think that's
your first drive is scripted. Like, you know what plays you're going to run, and even then they were thrown off.
Well, if you can't hear, it makes it tough.
Exactly.
I've been out there before. I've been out there. I remember they used to give us these those little ear deals you can put in your ear where you can hear a little bit better, mm-hmm. and it knocks out all of the noise. I could never play with them because every time I would hit, it would fall. Mm-hmm. It would come out. So I just said, you know what? I just got to wait to movement. And, again, you know, you look at your peripheral vision, and when my tackle moved, I kind of moved. Mm-hmm. In those, not that we were in those situations all the time, but when we were, you know what I mean? You better have a fail-safe to understanding crowd noise and how to get through the crowd noise. Listen, Trey Palmer, dude.
Balled out.
Yeah. I'm only – here's what I'm saying about Mickey Joseph and being a coach, right? The guys that he went and got are guys – and all the guys are balling, but Casey Thompson, Trey Palmer, Anthony Grant.
All of the transfers are balling out.
Well, I mean, on offense.
Yeah.
I was glad to see – what was the guy that does the show with New Italy?
Brant Banks. Yeah, I was proud to see – I was happy to see him get in the game. Granted, you know, not the greatest situation, but he got in the game and he played well.
Well, he mixed it up.
Yeah.
I like that he got in, he mixed it up, he fought a little bit, and I like that. Listen, it's football. Remember I said that last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
It's football. If we wanted to play another sport, then that'd be different. But the fact that we want to play football and we're playing football in Nebraska means we got to play it at a high level and we got to be aggressively playing it. And if we're going to make mistakes, let's do it 100 miles an hour. I didn't like Cochran. What is his name?
Turner Corcoran.
I didn't like Turner Corcoran doing that because of the situation.
He wasn't. I've watched it multiple times. I still don't see a punch. I see him finishing a block. He knocked the guy down, and he was pushing him down to keep him down. But the way that he knocked him down, he had to turn around. When he went to turn around and extend his hands hit his helmet first. I don't think he swung around.
It wasn't a swing?
Not in my eyes. I'll try and find the video, and I'll send it to you. Not in my eyes. It looks like he's trying to finish the block, get down. Because you see his whole body, like, goes down on top of him. It's not like he swings and then, like, keeps going the other way. He goes down to you know, finish the pancake. But, I mean.
Does that mean, let's just say that is it. Is he out for Rutgers?
I don't believe so. The referee told Mickey, and Mickey told us in the post game that they're going to review it, and if the ref told Mickey, if I made a bad call, just, you know, call into the Big Ten offices, and, you know, you can challenge that or whatever. I don't think he has to sit out against Rutgers, because when did that happen? That happened earlier? Did that happen third quarter?
I
don't remember when it happened.
I thought it happened in it. It was a tough stretch, and I thought it was in the third. Because remember, he got a penalty.
Yeah,
he got a holding call.
Yeah,
and then guy knocked him back a little bit. You know, those they had some pretty good defensive ends over there. They had some good moves, is what I'm saying.
Because he also got the penalty pulling the guy off of Casey after he got his helmet twisted up. He was the one that pulled the guy off and got the personal foul, the unnecessary roughness or whatever. That's why he got kicked out of the game. Is because the punch was his second one. He ejected himself.
Well, he got two personal fouls.
Yeah.
See ya. Well, I just wonder if they had to sit out. I thought it was a rule.
Yeah. Well, depending on
if they get ejected.
Yeah, depending on. I know the text line will let me know. Second quarter. Somebody just said it happened in the second quarter, so he's not going to have to sit out because you just have to sit out like a half of football. So he got kicked out in the second quarter. He sat out the second half. If it happened in the third quarter, he would have to sit out the first half against Rutgers.
Okay.
Kind of like, I believe it's kind of like targeting.
Yeah, I think it's good. I think maybe he needs to watch the game from the sideline a couple plays. Maybe we need to, you know, because I like it, but I think you have to have controlled aggression.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to control your anger, especially on the road. Especially on the road. Yeah. We're going on the road. When was the last time Nebraska won on the road?
That's a great question.
Come on.
It wasn't last year. Line. Northwestern was at home. Mm-hmm.
When was the last time Nebraska won on the road? What are they saying?
Oh, my goodness. Let's see. I mean, the text line will let me know. But that's a good question. I could not tell you when the last time Nebraska won on the road. Because it wasn't last year. Because they had their two non-con games at home. Then they won against Northwestern. That was at home. The year before, they had four wins. I'm going to have to check this out. I know the text line will let me know.
For real, that's
somebody said. I'm assuming Riley was coaching the last time they won on the road.
I just know it's been a while. I don't know when it is, but I just know. I'm trying to think of when the last road win. seems like either at Northwestern.
I'm checking 2020.
Purdue. It was somebody we won on the road, but I thought it was like 18.
It wasn't last 17. Year. I know that. So I'm checking 2020. And the last time they won on the road was
2020 Purdue.
Rutgers. No, Rutgers. December 18th at Rutgers, 2020.
No, what?
It was the last game of the season, COVID year, last game of the season. They played Rutgers, and they won 28-21.
That was 2020?
Yep.
Okay.
COVID year.
Okay. So, Purdue, we beat Purdue on the road, too. So.
Yeah, the last two road wins were back in 2020.
Right. Well, that's a long time.
Just a little bit.
That's a long time not to win a game on the road.
You're not wrong.
I'm just saying. 93.7 a ticket. Guess what? We live to fight another day. Mickey Joseph, 1-1, is the coach of the Nebraska football team. Shout out, man. Husker fans, shout out to you guys for being awesome, for staying there, for doing all the things that you do that make you great. 93.7, it's the captain. We'll be right back. Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.